Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you about the survey that we're running. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey, and your responses will help inform upcoming content, topics, guests, and it'll just be super helpful for us if you fill it out. So please do it. It's at forever35podcast.com/survey. Okay, here's the show. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And hi, I'm Kate Spencer.
We're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk about serums.
Yep, that's us.
That's us, and we are mini-episoding right now.
We sure are. It's mini-episode 9. And, you know, on these mini-eps, we respond to our listener questions, and you can ask us questions over email at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390. We got a lot to get to today, so I think we should just jump right into
it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Here's their first email.
Okay.
Dearest Dori and Kate, already like you. First of all, I want to send out a big shout out from Germany. Yes, you have fans here. Yes, we love you. Yes, our lives have improved since we listened to your podcast. Please never stop recording Forever 35 ever. Thank you.
Okay.
Smiley emoji. Well, I'm already in love. I discovered your podcast through my best friend, Caroline, like I discovered a lot more through her. She is 8 years older than me. I am 32 and is not just a friend, but also a mentor who sent me to my first yoga class, introduced me to bands like Arcade Fire, The National, and Metric, and told me how important it is to not give a fuck.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, I like your friend. She also asked me a couple of years ago if I would join her DJing at a local club night. That was the day our DJ team, Gold Guns Girls, was founded. We are playing from time to time in local venues, mostly electronic indie stuff, 100% vinyl. We also work together as journalists at the local newspaper and help each other whenever we can.
Sounds like a great friendship.
This sounds kind of like us.
Yeah. Do we have a local DJ club?
Are you and I going to start spinning vinyl?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Let me get out my Fleetwood Mac records. All right, we're going to continue. Caroline is the best person. She is a giver. She cares so much about other people and loves to do stuff. She drives alone to concerts, meets new people everywhere, and is fun to be around. She's also very smart. She loves beauty stuff. She has every color of nail polish, left products of the ordinary because of your podcast, and never leaves the house without a matte lipstick on. In June, she turns 40, and I want to give her the beauty product she would never buy herself. The product she would always resist in buying because it's so expensive. The product you wait 40 years until you have it in your life. So, dear Kate and Dori, what would you pick if she was your friend? I am so excited to hear and read your recommendations. Lots of love from Germany. And I also believe that this person left a postscript that said it was okay for us to talk about this.
Yes.
And like spoil the surprise
totally.
For Caroline, because Caroline will be listening.
Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy 40th birthday, Caroline.
Yes.
Did you have a product, like an expensive product that popped into mind when you read this that you would would be an indulgence?
Well, I know we've debated the merits of La Mer, but mm-hmm. I feel like La Mer is like the ultimate luxury beauty product.
That's where my brain went.
Yeah. So, you know, Gina, you didn't give us a price range.
Or a budget,
but I think if you're going to do the thing that someone probably isn't going to buy for themselves, I feel like it's La Mer.
And I would say, Gina, again, depending on your budget, make it the big jar of La Mer.
Oh, yeah.
Because I, as you might remember, bought myself the small jar, the size of half of a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, sure, yeah. I think you described it as a mini muffin
size.
It
is a mini muffin size.
Yeah.
Delicious, like a banana nut mini muffin.
Mm.
So I feel like a big one would be truly generous.
Totally.
I also think you could, if you wanted to steer away from product, is get her a treatment that she might not normally splurge on.
Yeah, like some sort of expensive facial.
Yeah, like the 90-minute one that you end up, you're always like, I can't afford that. I'll just get the 50-minute.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have no idea what goes on in Germany when it comes to spas, but anything could happen, really.
Anything could happen. Dory, you and I, we need to come to Germany and find out.
The only other thing I would say is if La Mer is – if you hear us say La Mer and you're like, oh, that is way outside my budget, maybe get her some of those Hanicure masks.
Yeah, you could get her – that would be a fun –
It would be fun. You could do it together.
Yes, you could do it together. I also think it sounds like you are a really lovely friend, and no matter what you get her, it doesn't need to be expensive. It's going to be given with love and represent your friendship. And I think that's going to be enough. So
that is so thoughtful.
They seem like such great friends.
Yeah.
It's really kind of you to think
that's what
of
I'm,
her in this way.
That's what I'm going to say to you when I spend $5 on your birthday present.
That would be great.
Just kidding.
I would love, just get me some sous vide egg white bites.
Oh, they're coming. Yeah. Should I read the next email?
Yeah, because this one's kind of especially geared toward you.
Oh, it sure is. Hi, gals. Last week, I listened to a mini-ep in which a listener expressed frustration, to say the least, about being single. And in response, Dory, you mentioned that once you moved to LA, you approached dating like it was your job. I'm nearly 33 and happily single after having had a few serious relationships, some good, some bad. But lately, I've been thinking about getting a fella. A few years ago, I was on Tinder, but I'm not sure that's the route for me now, and all of my girlfriends have boyfriends and are not interested in having a girls' night to help me scout. I feel like this is going to be a solo I feel like this is going to be a solo mission, which is totally fine with me. I'm just not sure where to start. Did you discover any unexpectedly good ways of meeting guys when you are laser-focused on dating? I know this is a question geared to Dory, but Kate, I would love to know what you think, too. Thanks. My short answer is no.
No, you didn't have a strategy.
Well, no, I didn't have any like under the radar secret ways of meeting guys that were not app dependent. I think it's really hard. I'm not like a big bar hopper, and especially in LA, I feel like bar culture is just different, and in New York maybe it's a little easier to meet guys in bars.
And we also don't know where this listener lives.
We don't know where this listener lives.
In a rural area.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I feel like people often say, which I have given as advice as well, but I can't say I have tried this, is joining like a kickball league.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, or some sort of co-ed organized sports league. I hear tell of people meeting all sorts of wonderful partners through that.
What if you aren't good at sports or don't enjoy sports, like a musical theater group?
Sure.
I mean, I think what you're saying is any sort of group activity, there just happens to be a lot of like kickball and soccer team.
The one thing I will say also is that when I moved to LA, this was before Shonda Rhimes's book about the Year of Yes came out, but I did a Year of Yes.
Mm.
I did a year of saying yes to everything. So if someone asked me to go out to a thing that I didn't really think was like my jam, I went anyway. I went to like every party I was invited to, I just said yes. And I think even if you don't meet someone in any of those things, it puts you in the right mindset. It puts you in an open mindset. It puts you in a mindset of like receiving, of being open to receiving the love in the universe.
First of all, I love that.
Thank you, Kate.
You also, in doing that, are putting yourself in an environment where you're just meeting more people in general.
Totally.
And someone might be like, hey, you should meet my friend.
Yep.
He's single and great.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that it is important to tell people that you're looking to meet someone.
I had a friend who sent me a Facebook message that was like, hi, I'm single and I'm interested in dating. If you know anybody who you think would be a good match for me, I would really appreciate you setting me up. And I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I do think it's important to put yourself out there and get over this sense of like, oh, but that's so desperate or thirsty. I hate that. I hate thirsty. It's like thirsty is being human.
Yeah,
we need water.
Speak.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think the more you put it out into the universe, the more the universe is going to give it back to you.
We are really getting new agey and I like it.
Oh, I sure am.
I do think when, again, I can't speak from experience because I've been with my husband since I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
But you met him in an organized group activity, didn't you?
Doing improv comedy, the place where couples meet.
Yeah.
Yes, we did meet doing improv comedy. There are numerous people who do meet that way, but improv is not for everybody.
One more thing before we move on, because you reminded me of something that I did want to say, which is that, you know, saying, oh, I treated dating like it was my job. What that really meant was that I was teaching myself to get better at both rejection and rejecting.
Ooh.
And I did find that the more I dated and the more people I went out with, I had a better sense of what I was looking for. And it wasn't just about like, oh, does this person like me? Does this person like me? It was more like, do I like them?
Yeah.
And I think when you go out with more people, you just kind of learn more about yourself. And so that's why I think if you are looking for a relationship, dating like it is quote unquote your job is actually a good way to kind of get a better sense of what you're looking for and learn more about yourself.
Yeah, make it about you.
Make it about you and I don't know, do fun things. I also use dating as like a way to get to know LA. So those are my thoughts.
Good luck, listener.
On dating. Dory's Dating Corner.
Dory's Dating Corner.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Should we hear a voicemail?
Oh, should we?
I gotta say, we get some great voicemails, and this might be a Hall of Fame voicemail.
We're excited for this one.
We're very excited.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and I love your podcast. I was recently thinking about the days because a friend of mine wrote an article about North Americans and how they're unlikely to use them and why they should. And I was thinking, I mean, that seems pretty self-carry to me. So I just wondered what you thought about that. I've been looking around Amazon, and a friend of mine has one and shared the link with me. And then that was like $38, and there was one for like $70 that her friend had, which was a little more luck. And then I saw one that was like a whole new toilet seat with the bidet, which was like $300, and I just, it made me think that does seem like a self-care type issue. So I just wondered if you ever thought about that and if you ever want to talk about it. Thanks, bye.
Oh, we want to talk about it.
You want to know if we want to talk about bidets?
I mean, butt care is kind of the ultimate self-care, don't you think? Like if things are going wrong down there.
Honestly. You're talking to someone who had hemorrhoids for a long time after their second kid.
Oh,
it was a journey.
That seems really bad.
Yeah, we can talk about that on another episode.
Okay.
Hemorrhoid care.
Oh, yeah. You can just push them back in there, you know.
Dory.
What? It's true. Anyway.
You can just push them back in there? Oh my gosh.
So we were talking about bidets.
Dory's hemorrhoid corner. I what do you think, Dory? Would you like a bidet?
I would love one.
Can we clarify for anybody who doesn't know what a bidet is?
Yes.
It's a
I mean, I don't have one.
I don't either.
And I've never actually used one, but the concept really appeals to me. It's just, it's like a hose of water to wash out your butt after you poop.
Yeah, that's. I'm looking at them now on Amazon per the caller's recommendations.
And, you know, the woman who started Thinks, the period underwear, mm-hmm. her new company is a bidet company called Tushy.
Mm-hmm. Is it spelled weird? Like with three E's?
No, it's just Tushy.
Okay.
Like with a Y. I haven't tried it, and she's problematic, but I think it's good that we're talking more about butt care.
Wiping? I find it irritating. Let's talk about how we wipe. Is this going to be the TMI-est mini episode?
Well, I got to say, my bowel movements are pretty regular.
Me too. Let's just get out there.
I tend to poop in the morning.
Same.
And I tend to shower right after I poop.
Oh.
So it's like I'm bidetting sort of in the shower. And I find that if I poop in the afternoon, I feel a little unclean.
I use wipes. So I full on use wipes.
So
you bidet yourself with your shower.
I basically bidet myself with my shower. Sometimes what I've been known to do, I'm really gonna lay all my cards out on the table.
The overshare event of the year.
If I'm in a bathroom and I don't have any wipes, I don't really use wipes. I don't like how they smell, and you're not supposed to flush them.
No, I throw them in a tiny trash can and then I clean that out a lot.
But I will just like moisten I'll put some toilet paper, like make a kind of square of toilet paper, and I'll moisten it and then I'll wipe my butt out with that.
I'm with you. I think a moist washing.
Moist.
Yes.
You not need a wet soaking wash. Wet though.
No, but a dry, nothing is worse than dry toilet paper.
I agree.
Paper.
And you know what? Once you start wiping your butt out with something moist, you really notice you how much stop. You've been missing.
Yeah. So we're on board with bidets. Will Americans ever get comfortable having water squirted on their butts?
Only time will tell.
I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah. But, you know, if I own my house, would I install an expensive Japanese toilet with a heated seat and a bidet? Hell yes, I would.
Those are hashtag goals, as people said in 2014.
Late bathroom goals.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow.
Should we do one more email?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. This is a more intense one. Hi, Kate and Dory. It has taken me a long time and a lot of courage to write you guys about this, but I feel like I don't really have anyone I can discuss this with without facing serious and lasting shame. I'm 21 and I'm currently studying abroad. I've been struggling with being away from home and adjusting to a new culture, all while trying to manage anxiety and at times crippling depression, not to mention schoolwork. Mm. 2 weeks ago, I had the week from hell. On Monday, I had a panic allergy attack that landed me in the hospital. Tuesday, I had a severe breakout from the allergy attack. Wednesday, I lost my credit card. And Thursday night, I was invited to a party that ended with my really good friend with benefits telling me at 3 a.m. that they, quote, may have herpes. It has been very hard lately. I picked up your podcast as something to have playing, so I never felt alone, thus couldn't fall apart. But I finally had it out with my friends, and somehow I feel even more angry and betrayed now than I did, even though the tests came back negative. If I so much see their name on my phone message bar, my anger flares up and I feel like I'm drowning. I'm sorry for this being so long. I'm just not sure what to do. I feel miserable and don't feel like I can talk to anyone about this. You two have been a welcome and self-care-filled distraction, and I just want to thank you for talking so openly about your struggles and your goals. Okay. All right, my sweet angel. When we got this message, one of the things Dory said to me immediately was like, being 21 is really, really hard. And I just want to first say to you, listener, that being 21 is freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's just a hard space to be in. You're a grown person doing grown person things, mm-hmm. but also sometimes people in your life are going to act like they're 12 and yeah. immature and be really crappy. And it's just a lot of things occurring at once. I feel like in that age of like 20 to 23, it's a weird time.
Yeah. And also, you know, when you're studying, when you're abroad, you're out of your element, you're away from your support system.
You're possibly having to like think and speak in a different language.
Yeah. So all of that is tough. And I feel like studying abroad is one of those things that like you're supposed to have this amazing time and it's supposed to be like the best semester of your life. And so it can be a little disconcerting to get there and be like, wait, I'm having a horrible time. But yeah. it's like your life doesn't stop when you go abroad.
No. The first thing I just want to say to this person is that there is nothing you should be feeling shame about.
Totally.
So if there is a way to release the shame you are feeling, let's let it go. I had an aunt who used to say that we used to have to let the anger doves fly over our head when we were angry. But I do feel like you have just release. I mean, that's easier said than done. But you have done nothing shameful. You are a person. You're trying really hard. And you've had a crappy time. And also, I think someone betrayed your trust. And I think that person needs to be cut out of your life. Mm-hmm. They are not. They are not
helping
you.
They're not worthy of your friendship.
No, not at all. Or your body.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be, just try to the extent that you can, try to be kind to yourself. Kate, I hear you about your aunt and the anger doves, but like, sometimes you're just angry.
Oh, I was talking about the releasing of the shame.
Oh, yeah.
Anger, shame I say, doves. Anger doves linger on your shoulder.
Totally. And you can be mad. But yeah, release the shame and just try to be kind to yourself because you're going through a lot.
Yeah. And you also, as an older person now, you know, you may only have this opportunity once in your life to get to live in another place and experience another culture. So if there are things that you can just sit down and write, like, what do I want to get out of this experience? Like, what's going to make this enjoyable for me, healthy for me?
Yep.
And try to focus on those things.
Yeah. And try to find the people who will be able to support you in that.
And then last, I would say that you did mention having anxiety and depression. I don't know what kind of services are available either through your home school or where you're located now, but I would seek out help if it is accessible to you, because those are two really big things that are a lot to be dealing with, especially while you're away from home.
Yeah. And please keep us posted.
Yeah. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. Let us know how things are going. Well,
we did it.
We did it. I think that wraps things up. And again, you guys can shoot us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com and leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390. And we will talk to you on the full-length episode in a few days.
Thank you so much.
Bye.